to bear in mind is that we can never be distracted by what we are not interested in. And that is the whole concept. Yeah. Can you give me any other example? No. That is the meaning of the whole concept of what is known as vairagya, dispassion. Abhyasa vairagya abhyam tan nirodaha. The mind is brought under control by practice and by vairagya, dispassion. It is by watching what happens in meditation that I become aware of what I am attracting to distract me. And that shows what I am interested in. And during the rest of the day, I try to push that distraction out. Whereas probably it will be more honest to say, to pull myself out of that attraction. It's fun, it's beautiful. There are some people who think that meditation is a very serious thing. I don't know. It's fun. You learn a lot about yourself.
That's not always fun.
What?
That's not always fun.
Learning about oneself is not fun, my God.
Well, this is very different from the Ramana Maharshi.
Also same.
Well, in that, you follow a thought, the self-inquiry thing. When the thought comes, you, instead of getting hooked onto the thought, you get hooked onto where does the eye come in.
Same thing. Same.
Is that the
it
same
lead,
thing?
It lead to the same place.
But the process
is more or less same. Oh. Here also, we don't ask why. Why does this thought occur to me? I don't ask at all. That is analysis. That leads nowhere. You are a reflection, the same thing, same reflection. Reflection is the source from where it comes. Where does it come? It amounts to the same thing.
Thank you very much. I have a question about this morning. This oneness to which it goes back, is that a better oneness? Is that a conscious oneness?
Except that there is one loose end. It's only in the middle, that is, in our state now, that there is conscious division and oneness of which I am not conscious. But before this division took place, there was only one, and that was also consciousness. And so there was consciousness, oneness, to begin with. Somehow this division has arisen. We find ourselves in this division. And at the end, it's not like sleep, yeah. There's conscious oneness, yes, right. Consciousness of oneness. Not conscious oneness. Consciousness of oneness.
Is that actually not a duality? If one is conscious of oneness, is it not a...
No. I think, again, probably a slight semantic problem there. Conscious of oneness. Is duality. I don't know. It hits me like that. Conscious of oneness is a duality.
In other words, when I am in oneness, I'm not conscious of it. The moment I'm conscious of it.
That's not true either. Because it is consciousness that is one. When I am in conscious, in oneness, I am not conscious is funny because that's like sleep. If I entered into sleep consciously,
I won't be sleeping.
So, if I enter into sleep consciously, you're thinking about it. You're thinking about it. Then there is a consciousness oneness. It is not conscious of oneness. It is consciousness which is oneness. Consciousness in which there is no division. Words. Lake. Lake. Ripples. Lake. Waves. Still lake. That's it.
Lakeness.
Lakeness, which in lakeness. Which is the waves and then and the ripples and the etc. etc. But not as ripples, waves, etc. etc. etc.
Would it happen again that this oneness becomes aware or longs for? Can this go on and on, or if people have to the oneness?
That's not my business. Why must I bother about it?
It worries me a bit.
That question has been discussed ad nauseum by in some texts. It is after liberation, after you are liberated, can you be created again? Technically, it's not possible. If you and I go side by side, hand in hand, into the lake, and I have a pot of water, and you have an empty pot in your hand, we are literally, we have tied our ankles together, so that our steps are all the same, and we stand side by side. Exactly, glued. And I pour this pot of water into the lake. And at once you scoop your... But still it is not the same water. The man, the person who is freed, liberated, enlightened, he has become the lake. He doesn't come back. What comes back is water, lake. A new creation probably, but not that person. But this is a very controversial part. Very. And purely, you know, intellectual, academic, speculative. No sense.
You say that he comes back as a new creation. Or that he might come back.
It is not he. Because that pot of water is gone. The lake becomes, the lake water fills that pot again. It's not the same water. That's it. The question arises from someone who is anxious to preserve the individuality. It's so nice, and I don't want this individuality to be completely dissolved. Yes? That's the fear. Will I be lost? Will I be lost? the evening when you have your dinner, look at the plate and see if you can hear the food look at you and say, will I be lost? And you probably tell the food, no, no, you'll be fulfilled, my dear. Huh? You will become this. Don't you look beautiful? Not so funny as the bread and toast and cheese on the plate. This looks a lot more beautiful than that. And yet, this is the fulfillment of that. That's also another problem which is left hanging in the Yoga Sutras. Why is there this mad clinging to individuality? And Patanjali says, I don't know. It is found even in the wisest of people. It's found even in enlightened people. Swarasavahi vidushopi. It seems to thrive on its own steam. And it is found even in enlightened people, you know, wise men. This mad clinging to life. They say that some of the great names that we have mentioned during these days, even they, when they passed on, this is some struggle. And I don't know if you have seen a lovely little book, it's beautiful it is. The Zen Mind, Simple Mind.
Beginner's Mind.
Beginner's Mind. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's a beautiful thing. And somewhere the Roshi is supposed to have remarked that even if you find that in the last hour I express pain or distress, don't be disappointed, even that is natural.
Last hour.
Something like that. Last
before
day, last
death,
last week. Huh? Yeah, before death, yes. It's a beautiful, very, very well done book.
When you mentioned dumping the water into the lake and taking some in another bucket, I thought that would have been death and life, and then I thought, well, that could be in
but,
a single life.
Right. In ordinary death, what you and I call death, it is very much like sleep. When you go to bed, the next morning, the same person wakes up again. The same personality wakes up again. And in the case of death too, it is the same personality that wakes up again. Because the personality is still a computer, rigid. It is not dissolved into the lake. It's like, for instance, in the other example, if instead of a bucket of water, a pot of water, if I take my spectacles and throw it into the lake, she can immediately pick the same thing out. So when we die like the spectacle falling into the lake. And that can easily be pulled back.
You are speaking now of two kinds of death, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One is the death which we know of.
We all
undergo.
Look forward to.
Yeah, right. That is where the personality is still not dissolved. It's still there. Therefore, there is no enlightenment. It's a stupid, very stupid form of dying. But the other type of consciousness oneness is when the whole personality has become one with the cosmos, with cosmic consciousness.
I hadn't thought of that as death, because that's all we're striving for.
Mm.
But it is a form of death after all.
It is a form of, yes, it's a form of death, yes. And in Yoga Vasishtha, it is called Atyantika Pralaya. Atyantika Pralaya. I think we discussed it long ago. Different types of dissolution. One is the daily dissolution of sleep, the other is, you know, the other cosmic dissolution and so on. And there is one called Atyantika Pralaya, that is when the individualized consciousness is completely dissolved, that is, the ignorance is completely dissolved. The shell is broken. In that dissolution there is finality, there is nothing. Atyantika. Absolutely ultimate, that is the meaning. Absolutely ultimate dissolution. You still want some songs, yes? Tell me the difficult ones, we'll go on with that.
Talk to number two, number three, number four, number eight.
Number eight is a very famous popular.
You want this tape now, Avril?